Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We're the only, like, double number seed left, and, like, we are the team that, like, has come that far. We are the story.
They are the story. The Wolfpack men and women continue their history-making runs for the NCAA championship. Both basketball teams are headed to the Final Four at the same time. We're live on campus with reaction.
Plus, students at St. Augustine's University are ending the semester the way they began, online. Where do they go from here?
And I'm tracking a system that's going to change it all and bring us colder temperatures, along with some scattered thunderstorms. I'll show you what's headed our way.
NC State Wolfpack men's and women's basketball teams are just two wins away now from claiming NCAA championships. Hundreds of fans crowded around the bell tower to celebrate the Wolfpack's historic win over Duke. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. Those celebrations lasted well into the early morning hours. Look, when your team finally gets to the Final Four for the first time in 41 years, sleep can wait. WRAL's Eric Miller is live on campus where students are bursting with pride. Eric.
Jeff and Renee, things looking a lot more normal here this afternoon. It's kind of hard to believe the insanity that we were seeing just a couple of hours ago. Still, as we stand here outside of Reynolds Coliseum, seeing these students, staff, faculty, everybody walking around, walking past these bronze statues of basketball legends pass here at NC State, you know they're wondering whether we're seeing a new legend or two be minted during this historic tournament run. It was, of course, a wild night of celebrations. You take a look at this video here, both the men's and women's basketball teams coming home after the men's team won last night. Students, alumni, Raleighites of all stripes, they rushed that bell tower lit up in red. That crowd actually leading to backups on Hillsborough Street that stretched for miles. Hundreds of those students then staying in place all the way until 3 a.m. or later to welcome these two teams back home to Raleigh. Just take a listen to the passion that these teams are inspiring in these students.
Lifetime thing, making history. I mean, I literally can't believe it.
This is the best feeling in the world. I can't believe I'm in college too. Imagine this right now. Let's go, Wolfpack!
Now, of course, it is a Monday, right? It is a school day. School is back in session. But the thing is, not everybody is back in class. We've heard from students, seen a lot of screenshots of emails sent from professors who actually decided to cancel classes today just to allow these celebrations to go on a little bit longer, just to savor this very special moment for these Wolfpack teams. Jeff and Renee.
Those professors giving them a lot of grace, and understandably so. A once-in-a-lifetime moment for a lot of folks. Eric Miller, live at NC State.
Teams have hard tests coming up for them. NC State women going to the Final Four for just the second time ever. First time NC State has both teams advancing to the Final Four in the same year. They knocked off top seed Texas in the Elite Eight yesterday in Portland, Oregon. So now they are on their way to just the first Final Four since 1998 and trying to get their first ever championship.
I'm just so proud of these young ladies. Again, we, you know, it's a long season. We had a little stretch February. We lost a couple of road games, and I think everybody thought we were going to fall apart or whatever. And these players just kept working, stuck together.
Wolfpack play the top overall seed. Waiting for them is South Carolina in the Women's Final Four. That's happening in Cleveland Friday, with the winner advancing to the national championship game. WRAL's Brett Neese will be there following all the action for us. And in the men's Final Four matchup, NC State will play Purdue Saturday at 6:09 tip-off. WRAL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter will be in Phoenix and provide live coverage starting Wednesday.
The cash registers were busy at the Red and White shop this morning. We sent our crew to the Wolfpack business on Wade Avenue. The store is locally owned by an NC State graduate. After the ACC championship, the store had to wait for gear because the pack took manufacturers by surprise by winning it all. The same was true this time around, but that did not stop fans from buying what's available.
So it's just been really cool. We're always like, okay, let's just make it to the next one. Let's just make it to the next one. We're so grateful to be here. Like, but then they just keep winning, keep winning.
We came last night and spent the night, and we welcome the men and women's team back to, you know, show our gratitude for their hard work and it's created a ton of excitement for the Wolfpack fans. We've been waiting a long time.
Now, the Final Four gear has not made it in yet, but soon. And when our photojournalist Josie Zimmer was leaving, she said she saw the line growing.
Starting today, St. Augustine's University students will attend classes virtually. Students who are living on campus have until Wednesday to move out. WRL's Destiny Patterson is live outside campus. Destiny, what have you seen there so far as students transition from campus to online learning?
Well, Jeff, just within the last couple of minutes, we did see some students that were outside of this dorm here packing up their car, trying to fit as much as they could in there. That's because they only have about 2 more days. They have until Wednesday to be completely moved out. Now, all of this comes as the university is fighting for its accreditation, as well as fighting to pay off its debts. Meanwhile, alumni organizations and support groups are demanding the resignation and reconstitution of the Board of Trustees. Some alum and community members held a send-off for students before Easter weekend, and many students are disappointed that they've had to move out just a month before graduation. Now, the exception to all of this is international students, as well as student athletes, as well as students with internships. They'll be able to move out at the end of the semester. I did run into one student here. She says she's an international student, and while she has the option to move out early, she says that she has the option to stay through the end of the semester, rather. She plans to still move out early as soon as she can, Jeff.
Yeah, it's just a tough situation all the way around. Live outside St. Aug there. Destiny Patterson for us this noon. Thank you.
There is a level one risk for severe storms in our northern counties. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is out on the WRA weather patio with a look at who has the best chance for wind damage. Elizabeth.
So you can see the outline of our severe weather threat, and it is really right along the Virginia line and up into Virginia. So it's going to include Mecklenburg County, Virginia, and then Roanoke Rapids, just really a sliver there of real estate that belongs in our viewing area. What's happening is we have a low pressure system that's back to the west, and out ahead of it, we have a warm front, and that warm front is snaking down, and it is going to drift southward, and it's going to have some impact on us as we get through the next day or two. There it is. So you can see that warm front that's stretched out really almost over the ocean at this point. We're going to see that whole system sinking southward, and that's what's going to help to bring us that chance of some showers and thunderstorms. That's going to be late tonight between, say, 10 p.m. and midnight or so. Again, right along our northern counties. We'll push that ahead, and you can sort of see that line beginning to develop. We're looking at partly cloudy skies for the rest of the afternoon, and as we zoom in and get closer to 10 or 11 o'clock, you can see that band of showers and thunderstorms just kind of moving across the area, and it'll be quick as it comes across the region, so it's not something that's going to be with us for long. But it is really the beginning of a change in our weather pattern that'll bring us a better chance of storms the next few days. I'll show you that coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Police say the threat prompted this morning's code red lockdown at Apex High School was a hoax. Officers searched the campus. They did not find anything suspicious or dangerous. Sky 5 flew over the school during the lockdown that lasted about 30 minutes. Some concerned parents showed up to the school when they got the alert. Classes resumed as normal. This was the students' first day back after spring break.
Today, Dreamville Festival announced a significant lineup change less than a week before it starts. The announcement initially caused some confusion, this being April 1st. Some folks thought maybe an April Fool's joke. WRL's Noah Klein is here, though. Noah, organizers say this is the real thing. The group has some replacements ready also.
Yeah, Jeff, no joke here from Dreamville. Chris Brown and Money Long are out. 50 Cent and Huncho are in. The festival says this is all because of some unforeseen circumstances. Well, let's take you live out there now. WRL Sky 5 over Dix Park today. Brown was set to headline the first day of the festival alongside SZA. 50 Cent will step into that spot. You can see crews out there right now as we look at these live pictures still setting up. They were out this weekend as well. Performances start Saturday. J. Cole, the rapper behind the festival, originally, of course, from Fayetteville, will headline Sunday. This is the fourth year the Dreamville Festival will be at Dix Park. Roughly 100,000 people from all over the world came out last year. The event generated $6.7 million for the local economy. We just checked here. Some tickets are still available. We have the full updated lineup along with a link to buy tickets right now on WRL.com. Just go to the Out and About section. Jeff?
A little surprised you can still get a ticket for it, right? It's sold out every other year. Noah Klein, thank you.
Next at noon, sentencing today for convicted murderer Alec Murdaugh on dozens of financial crimes. What's making the decision so complicated?
Also, places to stay in Paris during the Olympics are getting more expensive. The jump in price comes summertime, and who is likely to strike gold during the games?
Plus, torrential rain is causing severe flooding in California, the area seeing the worst damage and the other problems it's causing.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air, Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.
One person is in the hospital after shooting in Roanoke Rapids. Police say it happened near Hamilton Street and East 3rd Street around 8:30 last night. The victim was taken to the hospital. Police have not said what led to the shooting or whether they have anyone in custody. A Robeson County man is expected in court today, facing several charges, including kidnapping. This comes after a 2-year-old at the center of Sunday morning's Amber Alert was found safe. 36-year-old Earl Locklear is in jail on no bond. His charges include kidnapping, larceny of a motor vehicle, abduction of children, and resisting an officer. It appears that little boy is back home with family. A relative posted this video on Facebook showing the 2-year-old in a vehicle with the caption, "He is safe."
Breaking news this noon, just minutes before our newscast, a judge sentenced convicted murderer Alec Murdaugh to an additional 40 years in prison. The sentence was for stealing from clients and his law firm and using the money for his own personal use. Murdaugh confessed to the crimes, and the former lawyer is already serving 2 life sentences for murder of his wife and son.
Starting today, the state health plan will no longer cover prescriptions for weight loss drugs. The governing board voted to end all coverage at its quarterly meeting in January. Weight loss drugs like Wegovy cost the plan more than any other drugs. The number of members using the drugs went from 5,000 at the start of last year to 25,000 by December. State health plan leaders say they did everything they could to keep those drugs available for people who need them for medical reasons. But they said the drug maker Novo Nordisk would not negotiate, and it's breaking the bank. Patients must give written consent for certain exams at teaching hospitals and medical schools. The Department of Health and Human Services issued new guidance for doctors performing sensitive tests, such as pelvis or prostate exams, if the patient will be under anesthesia. The new guidance is meant to clarify requirements for people in Medicare and Medicaid programs.
Many Parisians plan to leave the French capital and cash in on the wave of visitors and tourists traveling for the Summer Olympics. Well, 1-bedroom apartment will be rented for $98 a night this month before prices skyrocket to $357 during the Olympics. A 2-bedroom apartment nearby with a private terrace is listed for $560 a night. The owner pockets about 45% after deductions of Airbnb's percentage, taxes, and agency cleaning fees. Too many awards and not enough time. So this year we're announcing a few awards in advance of the iHeartRadio Music Awards.
Hey, everybody. We are One Republic, and we just wanted to say a massive thank you to everybody. iHeart, thank you so much, everybody involved in giving us this award. This is incredible. We love you guys. We don't know what to say. I'm speechless, and that's really hard to make me speechless, but I'm going to shut up. Thank you so much.
One Republic, already a winner. Be sure to tune in tonight at 8 on Fox 50 to catch the iHeartRadio Music Awards live.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, an update on the collapsed Baltimore Bridge. As you look live there right now, you can see conditions rainy and windy today, but crews there are preparing to open a temporary alternate water channel near the bridge to allow commercial ships to begin operating in that area again. But the Army Corps of Engineers say it can take weeks for the Port of Baltimore to fully reopen. This alternate channel is the next critical step, and cranes at the scene and crews there have begun removing large sections of the bridge, but they have to work very carefully to make sure nothing else falls. It is possible those 4 missing workers are still under the debris. They are presumed dead, but this is a very complicated process.
The White House's traditional Easter egg roll kicked off this morning. After a short delay to wait out lightning concerns, kids were able to roll the hard-boiled eggs across the White House lawn. An estimated 40,000 people showed up, which tops last year's event by about 10,000. The theme First Lady Jill Biden chose this year was Egg Ucation. And nice to see the sunshine pop out there so that they could have a nice egg roll.
When they came through, yeah, I wore my Easter tie a day late, but there's still Easter activity.
It's an annual thing, you know that? Yeah,
it's a thing.
Very bright. Our skies aren't so bright right now. The clouds are building in. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner out on the WRL weather patio. Okay, I see sunshine where you are, Elizabeth.
Oh, it just came out. We've got a beautiful blue sky right above, but you look around and there are definitely some clouds out there. So it's feeling really warm, but the sun, when the clouds are, of course, covering it, it feels a little bit more comfortable. But boy, you know, warm day today. We hit mid-80s yesterday. We're going to be in the low to mid-80s again today. And of course, we do have that severe weather threat as well. And that's going to end up being late tonight, around 10 p.m. to midnight or so. And really just in those northern, northeastern counties, especially around Roanoke Rapids, that's where we'll have the biggest threat for severe storms, damaging winds, some brief heavy rain and hail are all possible again later on tonight. We'll take a look at the big picture again. And you can see we've got a low pressure system sitting just north of us. There's a warm front stretched across that and just sort of a train of fronts stretching out behind it. Gradually, all of that will be sinking southward and a cold front will swing across our area on Wednesday. And that's going to push all the moisture and the warm temperatures out of our area. Here's Futurecast kicking things off at around 4 o'clock this afternoon. You can see the skies remain partly cloudy for the most part. You can see those showers and thunderstorms that develop up to the north. We'll pause it right there at midnight and you can see again, from, say, South Hill, Virginia, all the way over through Roanoke Rapids and on off to the east, that little bitty line of thunderstorms. And that's where we would have the chance of seeing some severe storms. After that, we get a bit of a break on Tuesday up until the evening. We'll pause it around 5 o'clock, and you can see just a few light showers. Most of Tuesday will be dry for the bulk of us, but there could be a quick shower at some point. Now, once we get closer to midnight, the front gets closer, we'll end up seeing a better chance of some light scattered showers. And then it's going to be a wet commute for Wednesday morning. We'll see some showers and even some thunderstorms in the morning. That continues on and off until we get into the early part of the afternoon, and then it sweeps on out of here. For Wednesday, we also have the chance of severe storms. From Raleigh eastward, we have a level one risk, and we'll take a closer look at that again coming up in a little while. Of course, standing out here in the gardens, the azaleas are in full bloom. It is absolutely gorgeous out here. Here's sort of a big bird's eye view. About 10 or 15 minutes ago, the area behind me was full of kids doing Easter egg hunts, running around, just having a big time. A little bit of a break right now, but so pretty out here. 74 is our current temperature, and our dew point is at 59, so starting to feel a little bit humid. Temperatures range from the mid-60s to mid-70s across the area right now, which is about 5 to 10 degrees cooler than this time yesterday. But we're still on track to have a warm afternoon, looking at 82 in Durham and Raleigh and 85 in Fayetteville this afternoon. Tomorrow is still going to be warm for the Durham Bulls home opener. It will be mostly cloudy and breezy. There could be a quick sprinkle, but if we do, it would be very, very quick. Big cool down coming. 68 is our normal high. We're going to see temperatures back down near 60 for Thursday and Friday, and some chilly mornings too in the 30s by Friday and Saturday morning. So this system is going to bring us some big changes. The Dreamville Festival, of course, is this weekend. We're going to talk about the specific forecast for that and why it's going to be so much cooler coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Traveling to support the Wolfpack could cost you a lot of money. Five on Your Side is breaking down how much you would have to pay for a last-minute trip to Phoenix or Cleveland, Ohio, to watch the NC State men or women in the Final Four. That story at 4.
Then at 6, WRL investigates found more than 150 complaints about an affordable housing complex for the elderly and people with disabilities. We're highlighting the issues and what needs to be done to fix them. Also straight ahead this noon, we know food waste is a big problem, but new data shows it's worse than we could imagine. Coming up, how 1 billion meals go uneaten every day.
And Gmail is officially 20 years old. A blast to the past, looking back at Gmail's launch just ahead. You're looking live at the Bell Tower on NC State University's campus on Hillsborough Street here in Raleigh. It's been the focal point for many a celebration, with NC State winning 9 games in a row. Just 2 more games to win for the national championship. You're watching WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Another major phone carrier suffers a massive customer data leak. And are you taking your shot to be the next almost billionaire today? Those are among today's business headlines with Maribel Aber.
AT&T is investigating how the personal information of 73 million current and former customers, including social security numbers, was leaked onto the dark web. The company says the incident happened about 2 weeks ago and doesn't appear to involve financial information or call history specifics. However, its investigation is ongoing. AT&T is reaching out to its customers, asking them to reset their account passwords and to monitor bank and credit accounts for any unauthorized activity. Pennsylvania is home to the top cities considered ideal for raising a family. National ranking and review firm Niche crunched the numbers on several factors, including housing, crime rates, school systems, recreational amenities, and diversity to find their ideal picks. Pennsylvania area suburb Chesterbrook claimed the top spot. Cities in Pennsylvania and Illinois claim 7 of the top 10 slots. You can read more about the research at niche.com. Lottery fans are inching closer to another possible $1 billion jackpot. The Powerball pot now stands at $975 million after there was no winner in Saturday night's drawing. Four tickets did match the first five numbers, and those winners get $1 million each. And Powerball tickets cost $2. The next drawing is tonight. And those are your business headlines. I'm Maribel Aber at the NASDAQ Market Site.
American Airlines is giving a bit more leeway to people who are traveling with their pets, getting on board with those animals. The airline will now let travelers carry one full-sized carry-on piece of luggage, as well as a companion pet, into the plane cabins. Any other additional bags will need to be checked. Prior to the change, people could only bring a small carry-on that fit under the seat, and their pets were only allowed on board if those people paid a $150 fee. 20 years ago today, Google unveiled a cutting-edge email service. It was about 250 to 500 times more space in it than the leading email services at the time. They also added a feature for users to search for information within their emails. The co-founders had an Associated Press technology writer come down to their office showing them the innovative service. And when it was unveiled on April Fool's Day in 2004, a lot of people thought it was a prank.
It has been almost 1 week since the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore came down. What we know about the cleanup efforts after the break.
Dallas police are looking to speak with a player for the Kansas City Chiefs. How this car crash could be connected to an NFL star. That's coming up. And here are your winning NC Education Lottery numbers on your screen right now.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Crews in Baltimore still have a long way to go cleaning up the wreckage from last week's bridge collapse. They're now working to open up a temporary channel to allow some commercial ships to resume operations in and out of the Baltimore port. Here's Fox News correspondent Rebecca Castro.
This is what crews are dealing with in the Patapsco River in Baltimore. The container ship that caused the Francis Scott Key Bridge to collapse hasn't budged, and tons of debris is blocking ships from sailing in and out of one of the nation's most critical ports.
This is not just impacting Maryland. This is impacting the farmer in Kentucky. It's impacting the auto dealer in Ohio. It's impacting the restaurant in Louisiana and in Tennessee.
That's why crews are now working to clear a temporary alternate channel for commercially essential ships. The first step to getting the Port of Baltimore back up and running.
There are East Coast ports that can temporarily absorb the traffic that would have been headed to Baltimore, whether we're talking about the containers or vehicles, but it's not the same.
We have over 15,000 people working directly for the port. Thousands of others, their livelihood depends on the port. So opening that channel is the priority.
The bridge came crashing down last week when a cargo ship slammed into one of its supports. Six construction workers were killed in the collapse, but dive teams have only managed to recover two bodies. Meanwhile, the 22 crew members on the ship are stuck on board in order to cooperate with the National Transportation Safety Board's investigation.
And that was Rebecca Castor reporting. President Biden plans to visit Baltimore sometime this week. He's calling on Congress to approve the federal funding needed to rebuild the bridge.
Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to be in Charlotte Thursday. That makes it her second visit to North Carolina in 2 weeks. During her visit, the vice president will appear at an opening for a new campaign office in the Queen City. The new office is part of a new North Carolina Democratic Party effort to open 10 new offices. Former President Donald Trump won North Carolina in 2020 by a narrow 1.4 points. That makes our state a key battleground for 2024's rematch election. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson got advice from Representative Matt Gaetz on how to fight the motion to get him fired. Gaetz, who worked to oust previous House Speaker last fall, says he's in Johnson's corner. He's urging the Speaker to focus on issues that are important to conservatives after some felt he failed to consider their demands for the national spending bill last week. That includes Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who filed the motion to remove Johnson. Greene has yet to force a floor vote on the resolution to oust Johnson. Johnson said he plans to meet with Greene this week.
The Israeli military has withdrawn from Gaza's main hospital after a two-week raid. The World Health Organization says 21 patients at the hospital died during the operation. This comes after the largest protest in Israel since the war began. Their major concern, a lack of action in getting hostages brought home. Tens of thousands of Israelis marched last night and camped out in front of their parliament, calling for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to step down.
Not imagine him not being replaced because we are, he's driving us to the abyss.
I'm asking politely to Mr. Netanyahu to go away. We don't have patience anymore.
President Biden and other White House officials are scheduled to speak with Netanyahu virtually today to discuss alternatives to a ground assault on Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. Pope Francis is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages held by Hamas. He made those comments yesterday during Easter Sunday Mass, where tens of thousands of worshipers gathered in St. Peter's Square. The Pope said peace is never made with weapons. The 87-year-old pontiff has been dealing with health issues in recent weeks, forcing him to cancel engagements as he did on Good Friday.
Dallas police want to talk to Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rasheed Wallace after a major accident this weekend that was caught on video. Police say a Lamborghini and Corvette were in a race when they lost control. It caused a chain reaction crash, hitting four other cars. The drivers of the luxury cars ran away from the scene, but one of them was registered to Chiefs player Rasheed Rice. No major injuries were reported in that crash. Heavy rain moved through California over the weekend, causing intense flooding in normally dry areas. Montecito is one of those places. Nearly 2 inches of rain fell in just an hour. The heavy rain filled roads with water, mud, even some large rocks. Several homes experienced flood damage. Downed power lines, fallen trees, and gas leaks were reported throughout the area.
And happening right now in the WREL Life Center, the NC State Wolfpack are on their way to the Final Four, and we just got word that tickets are now on sale. You have to be a member of the Student Wolfpack Club. They have access to the student tickets to the Final Four, the men's game in Phoenix, Arizona on Saturday. All tickets are sold on a first-come, first-served basis, and the first 700 students to purchase will be able to purchase one ticket. And as a Student Wolfpack Club member, they say the offer is exclusively to them for now. They need to use their school email to gain access. The deadline to purchase a ticket is tomorrow, April 2nd at 8 p.m. or until they sell out, whichever comes first. And should NC State advance to the championship, they will automatically receive a ticket to that game as well. Again, you have until tomorrow at 8 p.m. to claim your ticket.
No waiting. They will go quickly for sure. Raleigh is getting ready for Dreamville. If you pass by Dix Park in Raleigh, you'll see the setup happening on the park grounds for the big music festival. There are several events leading up to this big weekend. On Friday in Moore Square, Raleigh is hosting a live music and arts event called City Beats and Visual Vibes. One of the music headliners is violinist Tyler Butler Figueroa from America's Got Talent.
We actually have leaders that are very serious about listening to the public and what they want. And the public has wanted arts and entertainment, and they want the ambiance that downtown Raleigh brings.
So here's more arts and entertainment for you. The City Beats and Visual Vibes is Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. That is free to attend. Dreamville itself starts Saturday. And there are still tickets left for Dreamville. To learn more about events this week or what you can or can't bring to the festival, go to WREL.com.
Tough to get some quality sleep when you are having a nightmare. Coming up, what may be triggering your nightmares and how to prevent them?
And are you tired of tipping? Well, you're in the majority. What a survey reveals about people's attitudes on when to tip and how much. Download the WRAL News app to keep up with local stories and watch our newscasts right on your streaming device, wherever you are.
Three out of four people who were asked think tipping has gotten out of control. A national survey by WalletHub revealed 64% of people say that you should tip only when you feel like it, not because you have to. Three in five think businesses are replacing some salaries with tips. And one in four people surveyed say they leave less when given the suggestion to tip. More than a billion meals are wasted worldwide every day. That's according to the United Nations Food Waste Report. Households were responsible for 60% of waste, while the food service industry is responsible for nearly 30% of that amount. Researchers say most of that uneaten food ends up in a landfill, which generates the greenhouse gas methane as it decomposes.
If you've ever woken up in a cold sweat from a nightmare, you're not alone. Nightmares could be influenced by watching a scary movie, seeing something upsetting on the news, or having a difficult conversation before bed. Alcohol, caffeine, and side effects of certain medications can play a role as well. While you can't always control if you have a nightmare, there are some things you can do to potentially help.
The things that we might read or the videos we might watch, just being mindful of the content, because anything stressful or overwhelming could set us up to potentially, they may not cause nightmares, but may heighten the risk that those themes or feelings could be present in our dreams.
The nightmare I have is that I'm always late for work. Ugh, that scares me. If your nightmares are frequent, recurrent, and impact your quality of life, it's best to consult with your doctor or mental health professional. But I do get in a step.
Newsmares.
Right? Yes, newsmares.
A golden retriever immortalized in bronze. Coming up, why the owner of the Boston Marathon dog says this statue will serve as inspiration for the community. A new statue pays tribute to a beloved dog that supported Boston Marathon runners. Spencer was a golden retriever that became an icon for holding his Boston Strong flag for thousands of runners along the route. Spencer died last February after several battles with cancer, but Saturday a statue in Spencer's honor was revealed.
Even if you don't know his story, how can you not look at a statue with a sign, you know, a dog looking up holding some positive flags? How could that be a bad story?
That's a good one. The Powers family now has new dogs named Jimmy and Jade. Both will be out at this year's marathon. Jimmy is training and carrying on Spencer's tradition by cheering on the runners. The new statue is located along mile 2 of the Boston Marathon course.
Get ready for the iHeartRadio Music Awards tonight on Fox. We're excited to announce the Rock Album of the Year ahead of the event.
Hey, y'all. This is Metallica.
That's right.
We're here to thank you, iHeart, for naming 72 Seasons Rock Album of the Year and for all of your continued support. We also want to say thank you to our fans, and we can't wait to see you and hear you back on the road very soon.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Metallica has been rocking it since 1981. Their latest album, 72 Seasons, was released in April. Don't forget to tune in tonight at 8 on Fox 50 to catch the iHeartRadio Music Awards live. Cowboy Carter is breaking all kinds of records. Beyoncé's country album is Spotify's most streamed in a single day so far this year. Queen Bee is a musical powerhouse showing off in a new genre. On Amazon Music, it earned the most first-day streams for a country album by a woman in the platform's history. And as a personal best, Cowboy Carter has gotten more first-day streams than any of Beyoncé's previous albums. Just blazing trails.
I understand it in the genre, but, you know, because it's so different coming out right now. But that's her best ever.
She can do it all.
A lot of good stuff. Outside Elizabeth Gardner on the WRL weather patio right now. Sunshine in and out, Elizabeth. Where we stand now?
Yeah, so we're back kind of under the clouds at the moment, just a few peaks of blue. But I'll tell you what, it feels really comfortable out here, and so many people are out, and the Azalea Garden is in full bloom. Just a reminder that it's open to the public. Come out and take a look. It's gorgeous. There's a whole acre of azaleas back here. And, you know, we tend to have about 2 weeks worth of prime azalea viewing because there are different species that bloom at different times, and it's really just incredible. And what a day for it. Lots of people out here enjoying it. I feel fortunate to be here. I also feel fortunate that I am not an allergy sufferer because we broke the all-time record for tree pollen today when they took the measurements. Over 5,000 particles of pollen versus the previous record, which was 3,500. So really blew it out of the water. That's definitely not good news, but potentially it means that we're starting to see the peak of the pollen, and hopefully that tree pollen, especially that yellow messy pine pollen, will be out of here maybe in a couple of weeks. We take another look at our severe threat. Again, it's right there along the Virginia line. No change. Sometimes the Storm Prediction Center changes it up around 12:30, but we're on track there for just a small chance for some damaging wind, maybe some hail and some brief heavy rain. We'll walk through future cast again, kind of widen things out with the satellite and radar view. And you can see that front as we loop it, kind of digging down to the south. We're going to see that front dipping in and helping to create that potential for some thunderstorms later on today. We'll take a look at that with future cast as well, kind of move it on through time. And you can see this evening that front dips in, helps to fire off a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Then that front's going to lift northward, and we see another one behind it that starts to bring just a few isolated showers Tuesday evening. We're looking at some wet conditions with possibly even some thunderstorms for Wednesday morning. You can see the timeline there. As that front pushes eastward across the area during the morning, it'll drag along some more showers and thunderstorms. But by the time we get to the middle of the afternoon, we're done with it. We do have a level one risk for severe storms on Wednesday from the Triangle area eastward. That's likely to be a morning through early afternoon sort of time frame, but the same risks that we'll see today with damaging wind being the biggest threat. Not looking at a ton of rain out of the system, anywhere from a quarter of an inch to a half an inch or so. Just a 20% chance near the Virginia line today, and the same thing tomorrow, about a 30% chance of a sprinkle or two, and then a 60% chance as we see those showers and thunderstorms coming through on Wednesday. Dreamville Festival looks bright, clear, beautiful, dry, but chilly. 60 for the high on Saturday and 66 on Sunday. Nothing like these warm temperatures that we're experiencing today. We start that transition for Wednesday, and we'll even see some temperatures in the upper 30s. We could even see a frost advisory posted for Saturday morning. So, yep, we'll have to drag out the coats at least one more time. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Some students in Canada are taking a novel approach to ending food insecurity.
We leave a gap of 3 boxes, so if something happens and it gets knocked over, the whole thing will not be knocked over.
Smart play. How the community came together to help them try to break a world record and feed those in need.
As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today.
NC State Wolfpack men's and women's basketball teams just 2 wins shy of claiming NCAA championships. Hundreds of fans gathered around the bell tower to celebrate the Wolfpack's historic win over Duke. WREL will have coverage all week as both teams hope to advance to the championship round.
Police say the threat that prompted this morning's code red lockdown at Apex High School was a hoax. Officers searched the campus. They didn't find anything suspicious or dangerous. Sky 5 flew over the school during the lockdown that lasted about 30 minutes. Some concerned parents showed up to the school when they got the alert. Classes resumed as normal.
Starting today, St. Augustine's University students will attend classes virtually. Students who are living on campus have until Wednesday to move out. This all comes as the university struggles to pay off debts and fight for its accreditation. Alumni organizations and support groups are demanding the resignation and reconstitution of the Board of Trustees.
The price of gold has hit a new all-time high at just over $2,200 per ounce. The increase is being largely driven by expectations that the Federal Reserve will announce an interest rate cut in June. Those expectations, along with gold being seen as a safe haven investment and central bank purchases amid geopolitical tensions, gold prices have jumped more than 9% this year.
Students in Canada are waiting to learn if they now hold the title of Guinness World Record holders. The existing Guinness World Record for mac and cheese box toppling like Domino's there, stands at about 5,000. The community provided the school with nearly 7,000 boxes to help them achieve their goal. Then Kraft Canada learned about their mission to recapture that world record and feed the community as well, and they donated an additional 5,500 boxes.
The community really turned out and supported us and provided us with about 7,000 boxes. But then we kind of hooked up with the Kraft Heinz Canada people, and they were so excited about what we were doing. They gave us an additional 5,500 boxes on top of what we had raised as a community.
Well, the school took video of the preparation as well as the attempt to submit it for officiating by the Guinness World Record people. No word on when they'll find out if they got the title.
Oh, what a setup. Dogs may be able to understand human language. Researchers in Hungary say that dogs can use a process called referential understanding. Now, to test this, researchers had dog owners play an audio clip where the owner would say ball or frisbee while showing the physical items to the dog. Researchers then measured the dog's brain waves to see their reactions. They found that the dogs were able to match items up with their audio recordings.
I believe that's true. Our pet of the day comes to us from Purr Partners. This is Clarissa, an 11-month-old diva with a bubbly mustache there, white whiskers, a complete set of socks she's wearing. Clarissa is a playful little lady who loves playing chase with other four-legged friends, playing with lasers or wands, and we'll keep you entertained. She does need a home with another kitty. You can find out more about her and other cats available for adoption at Purr Partners.
Not two or even four, but six sisters are in nursing school together at Adelphi University in New York. The girls did homeschooling and then took the GED together so they could go to college at the same time. The sisters have overcome homelessness and housing insecurity. They now live with relatives in Brooklyn. They say they are blessed with a strong faith. Nursing and helping others is their calling. Most of their professors are surprised by the group.
It's a whole support system that I thank God for, and I'm just really happy to be my sisters.
Cousins and your friends, and we're sisters.
Sisters?
Oh yeah, because you guys like sorority sisters. We're like, no, we're biological sisters. Like, all of you? I'm like, yeah, all of us.
Received degrees in public health.
Clearly it's in their DNA. They tutor one another and only have